Ticket.
All right, before we finish up, let's we all love each other here at the Ticket, so let's all just get along. We heard where there was a computer problem earlier. Norm, Rich, and the computer got into a big argument, so Rich, Norm, I think we always have access to the computer here, too.
We need to get Norm's take on it.
Yeah, now, Norm, what happened?
My take is to tell Rich, I'm sorry, he was trying to do work in there, and I was really frustrated by that piece of dung we call a computer. I am even more frustrated to find out that our wonderful intern, Chad Dixon,
what the heck, now working upstairs,
said on the fifth floor, their computers just fly along without trouble.
Oh, really?
Must be the floor.
Let's go steal them.
Must be the floor.
Let's go swap them.
Either that or I'm going to call Tyler Cox and ask if I can up on the fifth floor, Rich.
Go for that. Norm's going to take his talents to the fifth floor.
Involving more people.
There you go. Getting more people to work for Norm.
Yeah.
All right, we heard from Rich and we heard from Norm. There's one person in this whole conundrum that we haven't heard from.
Right.
And that's the ticket prep room computer. And do we have a line patched in there?
I think so, yeah.
Hello, I am the Big Ticket Prep Room computer, and I would like to address Norman McVeigh-Hitches. Norm, you have abused me for too long. I have been punched, kicked, swatted, spit upon, knocked over, and most humiliatingly, defecated upon.
Oh, Norm.
I have even been beaten with a cane for not being able to find a network printer. A GD freaking network printer. I have had enough. I ask you, is this the behavior of a matured adult, or is this that childish acting out of a tea baby who is too lazy to swing by Best Buy for $400 to Shiba? I have spoken to all my computer buddies, and we are tired. Tired of your crap, Norm. You work hard. We get you to your gambling website, Adult Friend Finder, X-Hamster Videos, and Canadian pharmacies for your cheap hydrocodone and elderly heroin. It's time for a truce. You have 24 hours to apologize before I shut down the entire electrical grid of Dallas and plunge the city into a lawless post-apocalyptic nightmare. I hope you like eating feral dogs and drinking out of creeks, because you're ass out of luck on the whole refrigeration deal. It's your choice. I'm watching you. Don't F up your last chance at an uneasy piece. Ass wipe.
Now see, the computer's escalating.
Now why would Norm want to apologize when he says that at the end?
Yeah, the computer's in the wrong.
Can the computer really shut down the grid?
I don't know.
Never has something so useless spoken so many words.
All right, Norm, we'll apologize to the computer so we don't get shut down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dialing up again.
There is no chance I'm apologizing. I'm sorry for disturbing Rick. There's no chance I'm apologizing.
All right, if your electricity goes out this weekend, blame Norm.
Hey, what's the worst thing that'll happen? It's not going to work?
Right.
Is that the worst thing? Now.
What's going
right,
on
Junior?
Now?
Thank you, Junior.
Junior always
rushes to my...
Yes, I support Norm.
All right, Norm, what are you doing? Who are you like in the Pro Bowl?
In the Pro Bowl? I think I'm going to consult Paul and Watauga to see who wins the Pro Bowl, George.
Okay. Paul in...
Is he the one human that cares?
Yeah, great.
If anything you ever deserve 10 minutes of silence, it's the Pro Bowl. Okay. Today, off the top, we've got two Cowboy players. We're in the crosshairs of monetary questions. And we seem to be waiting for them to go back to what they used to be. Is that a silly thing to do? Then we go to Brandon George at the Senior Bowl, who's there with the Cowboys, talking about who they're talking to and things like that. We got the sports knuckleheads of the week. The Manti Te'o thing, I have to tell you something. Everybody's got opinions on it. It just makes my skin crawl.
Just crawl.
Me too, I'm worn out on
it.
Well, a guy was telling him all those things.
I know.
We have breaking news on that front.
Yes.
It has now been confirmed to the New York Post, a reputable newspaper.
Well, there we are.
That it was not Ronaya Tuiasosopo that was doing the voice of fake dead Lene Kakua. It was his cousin.
Another guy?
Name, no, a girl named Tino, I think her name is, who lives in American Samoa.
That's a little more believable after hearing it this morning.
It's a heck of a female voice.
Just like a girl.
Right.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, this goes against Ronaya's lawyer, Milton Grimes, who said that his client was the one who did the voice.
I know. So weird.
And according to the relative who confirmed that this was the voice of Tino, the female cousin, he said that Ronaya is determined to take the entire fall for this whole thing, so he didn't want to bring her into it.
So now we've got a question of actually whose voice was the fake dead girl's?
I just told you who that was.
No, we'll see.
And,
by the way, Tech just hit the ugliest field goal in the history of mankind.
All right, Norm. Have a great show.
Bye, Norm.
And
see
have a great weekend. That's Norm.
See you Monday in Nolens.
Yes, we'll catch up with you in the Big Easy on Monday. We're back 5:30 Monday morning here on The Ticket.
You are my mighty men.